Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. It's the first Saturday of the month, and you have tuned into the Wendy Power Show, coming to you live from Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. Wendy covers spiritual topics throughout the show, and of course, you can get into the queue for your psychic mini reading. Wendy Powers is best known for making remarkably accurate predictions. She's been on many TV and radio shows throughout her more than 30-year career. Wendy Powers is not only a renowned psychic, she is a non-denominational minister officiating weddings and memorials. Wendy is an intuitive counselor, spiritual advisor, plus she is a writer for the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide magazine. If you would like a mini reading this morning, call into the station at 646-378-0378 and press number 1 to be part of the show. I suggest you call in now and get into the queue as the phone lines fill up quickly. That number again to call in for a psychic mini reading is 646-378-0378. And now here is the wonderful Wendy Powers.
Well, thank you, Courtney. And it is a beautiful morning. Anytime we wake up to, this beautiful earth, it's a wonderful morning. And thank you. It's snowing outside my window. Yet they say it's going to be spring any day now, so I'm hopeful. Anyway, this is going to be a jam-packed show. So glad you tuned in. As you know, myself, and I have a wonderful guest, Renee Money. For those of you who listen to the show regularly know that she is an incredible psychic herself. She's a numerologist, tarot, and she sees the other side very well. She channels spirit through. And she's my sister. And, we've worked together for years. And so I'm very proud of her. But she is an incredible intuitive herself. So we together are going to answer your questions today and talk about the other side. So it's a jam-packed day. We're going to be doing readings, but we're also, our spiritual topic is talking to the other side. And I'd like to bring Renee on. Renee, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, sweetie. And we're going to have a fun day today. Renee has usually picked up on spirit through dreams. But part of what we're going to talk about today in our topic is, spirits, what do they do over there? Very many times people, they'll say, I sense my loved one who passed on, or I felt them. And by the way, spirit is different than ghosts. And maybe we'll bring that up a little bit later on. But I am going to definitely work with you on tuning in spirits. But ghosts are people that are more kind of trapped in the spiritual plane, and it's ways that they're trapped in there. But spirit is just kind of peeking through and wanting to bring messages of various sorts or warnings. Renee, like I said, a lot of times get them through dreams. Myself, I, of course, do readings in my private readings that I do with my clients, sometimes through dreams as well. And Renee, again, through her clients as well. I mean, they're there. They're on a different clock than we are in spirit. So we just never know when they're going to come through. But they usually want to come through, when they have something important to bring forth. Renee, why don't you share with the audience a little bit about how you tune into spirit and, what kind of happens when you do get a chance to tune into them?
Well, normally what happens with me is it's people that know that I'm open, and they'll come to me and they'll show me that they are on the other side and that they're doing well. Usually I will tell my client to be more aware of them in their dream state, because a lot of people need confirmation that their loved one that passed is in a good place. And so for what I noticed and it took me a long time to discern exactly what was happening, is I would see them peripherally first. So that means that in a dream state, I would see them on the outside of the dream. So if I was in a room full of people, they would be sitting a distance away. And then the next time I see them, they're much closer to me. And then usually they give me their message. And there's two interesting connections with Wendy and I. The first one that was probably one of the most amazing to me was our father passed. And the evening that our father passed, I personally, and Wendy does it all the time, but for me it was the first. I actually saw him peeking around the corner in my house. So I left the hospital, went home, and Dad was peeking around the corner. And the problem with him was he didn't know that he went on, because when he passed, he was in a comatose state. And so I immediately called Wendy and said, "Wendy, I saw Dad." And she said, "Yeah, I did too." So, you know, you can explain that better than I can, because normally I don't see them that way where you do. And for me, it was another family member that passed on, and he gave me a direct statement, and he said something personal, and I'm not going to say specifically what it was, but he said something to me that only he and his wife knew. And then when
you're talking
about
someone else other than Dad, you're talking about another family member.
A different person.
And that's the thing, too. You know, you're bringing up a very good point. You know, if spirit is speaking to you, and speaking doesn't necessarily mean verbally, like you and I are talking. And so we see our mouth move. We know we're talking. There's, you know, sound coming out of it. When people tune into spirit, and I know from even the famous, you know, Teresa Caputo and all the wonderful mediums out there that are speaking to spirit, they say talking to spirit or I hear spirit, but it isn't in the same way. It's like we just know it. We sense it. We're aware of it. We don't even know. That's why sometimes it's hard to get very specific information, because we don't hear it like someone speaking. It's almost, you know, but we'll know it, we'll sense it, we're aware of it, and then every now and then the word will come through very, very distinctly, or a short sentence, but it comes through the mind when you're getting spirit, not necessarily through the verbal, you know, through the voice box. So, you know, people often, when I do classes or whatever, I get people that say, "I don't know, but I think I sensed my mother or my father or my sister or brother, whatever." And, you know, and why do they keep popping up in the house, or, you know, why are they there, or they drop things around in the house? And I said, they're trying to get your attention. You know, they want you to know they're there. And if you're not letting yourself be relaxed with it, just, you know, don't stress about it. I mean, it's no different than somebody coming to your front door, you know, a relative, and you know, if you don't mind them coming into your house, don't mind it coming into your consciousness. And they come in and they just want to have a little conversation with you or give you a hug of reassurance. And, you know, I think the stress of fear of knowing that spirit is there is starting to fall away. I wrote my article this month, Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, which, by the way, anybody who is not getting a physical magazine, you get it virtually. You can go to bodymindspiritguide.com, and on the front page of bodymindspiritguide.com, you'll see the virtual magazine on the right, I believe, last time I looked at it. You click on it, it opens up. It's like the Kindle or electronic books, you know. Now we got our e-magazine, and you'll be able to read my article. And there's many wonderful things in this magazine, so you certainly, you know, want to look at it. But I wrote an article for the month of March called The Other Side, and that's part of what we're going to talk about. And in that, you know, it is, you know, what it brought up is that, and the very first part of the line of this article, it says, "These days you can't go far without hearing about those who can talk to the dead mediums have become a mainstream profession, and then I put a parenthesis, well, almost. and that's true. And it's wonderful that we're relaxing about it. We're getting rid of the fears and the stresses of the fact that, you know, spirit is there. They're just as much there as if they're, you know, down the street, you know, and walking towards your house, and they just want to kind of talk to you. Do you agree with that, Renee? I know that.
Oh, yeah, sure I do. And the funny thing is I've had people tell me that they actually will sense somebody that's close to them that has passed on, being in the same space. And, you know, when they asked me about it, I explained to them that they're actually are there but on a different level or a different plane. So they could be moving about, but sometimes they're not even seeing you. They're just going through what they're going through.
And that's another thing entirely, I don't know if we'll have time today to get into, but I do want to talk a little bit about what spirit does on the other side. And for those of you who are waiting in the queue, and we have a lot of people online waiting in the queue, according to my producer, Courtney, she said it's jam-packed and full. So please be patient. We are going to get to you. But we're just trying to touch into our subject a little bit. And we will be going to the phones in about 4 minutes. But I do want to talk a little bit about what is going on in spirit. You know, you said something about, well, they don't even know you're there. Now, I look at that more as ghosts. You know, when you're dealing with somebody who's so earthbound that they're in their own time loop, meaning when they died, whatever sequence of events leading up to that death or involving that death is where they're caught. That's a time loop. For those that are kind of fearful of being on the other side, this is just from my experience, they died, but maybe they did things that they weren't too happy about. They're afraid of judgment. They're afraid of being, you know, thrown into hell. They're afraid of whatever they're afraid of. They kind of stay away. They just kind of live in their fear place, and they haven't gone into the light. That's why many people will hear spiritual, you know, ceremonies or you asking, you know, or I asking people to say, you know, tell them to go to the light. The light representing being that doorway to the spiritual side so they can move beyond the physical plane we call Earth. And that's very, very important. Not all people that have passed on want to move into the light, not because they fear what they may or may not have done, but because they have important things that they need to finish here on the earthly plane. And that's very important as well, whether it's to give you information because maybe their death was, done by someone, who did them wrong, or there was information that they need to bring through. I mean, I've dealt with that through the criminal cases I've dealt with. Or, they're trying desperately to get, some comfort to a relative who just can't let go. You know, when they say mourn and part of that process of mourning is to let them go, that's so very, very important, to release the spirit so they can move into light. That doesn't mean you forget about them or that you can't pray for them or envelop them in love in your thoughts. It's just we want the spirit to know we're going to be okay. It's not just spirit saying, I'm okay, I'm over here. Because remember, they're no longer in the physical pain or the emotional pain that they were in when they were on the earth. They're now in a place, all knowledge comes to them because that's kind of earned along the way from all the physical lives that you have. And you know, all of a sudden you have an awareness of everything around you. But they release themselves from the guilt, the fears, the anxieties, the stresses that, you know, were here involving the physical life many times. So they're okay, and they want you to know. But they also want you to be okay. That I think that's very important. Don't you think so, Renee? Very often they're there to comfort the living.
Exactly, and that's what I mean when we were talking about when I'm doing readings, I'll sense somebody, and I will say to my client, you know, did you recently have someone pass on? Because I can feel or sense that they just want you to know that they're fine and it's time for you to move forward. And usually, you know, the grieving process, of course, takes time. But, you know, to me, there's no better place than being in the grace of God. So, you know, and that's what I understand when you were saying to the audience that, you know, people move on and have things to do on the other side.
Well, yeah, it's we call it the other side, but it's just a different transformation of dimension, which is another whole subject in itself, but you're absolutely right. And there's many, many, many different religions on this planet. But there's only one creator. And, you know, I often say to people, you know, God does not belong to a religion. God is not religious. God is. And God is the consciousness of all things that we are, and we are a part of that consciousness. Now, that gets deep. But man is the one who, mankind, is who limits it. So everyone should release spirit in whatever way they feel they need to release spirit to whatever religion or denomination or ritual that you feel. But it's all the same. You know, it goes into, regardless, into that beautiful spiritual plane that is in the coexistence of God. And that again is a very deep, subject in itself. But we're going to go to our phone lines, as promised, Renee, and I hope you wouldn't mind joining me, and we're going to do some readings on people. Renee does numerology. Is that how you would like to do it?
Yeah, of course, because of the time limitations, I'm doing numerology. Okay. And what I would like them to give me is their day and month of birth only.
So the date, just the day, not the month, just the day?
Day.
Is that what you're saying?
No,
and the
day,
year.
Year. Day, month.
Okay.
So if they're born on July 15th, I want to hear July 15th. If they're born on January 1st.
And what 1st. Is this going to tell them when you give them this?
This is going
this
to tell them where they are sitting right now. So what's going on with them in the moment.
Okay, so this is going to help some of our people that are dealing especially with crisis or emotional things that are going on right now. So,
because in a normal reading, we would go through past, present, future, but we can't do that. We're too limited in time right now.
Right. I mean, this is a very short segment, and, it just goes so quickly. I will be just tuning into the way I do. So because of limitation on time, we may want to very specifically answer a question versus just tuning into everything. If we get spirit that's around you, Renee and or I, we'll just tune into that. But we're going to ask in this particular segment the day and the month you were born. Renee's going to work on that. I'll tune in. And we're going to, just ask you to ask one question because we want to go through. We have such a jam-packed group, and I want to be able to get through as many as possible. Just to let people know, in my own personal reading, which I do by phone, by appointment only, or in my office in Novi, and you can learn more about personal readings for myself at my website, wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Renee?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. It said on my studio screen that I was disconnected. So, you know, what I do in my personal readings is that I tune into you, and I get a great deal of detail. You don't have to ask me questions. I know the answers. It just comes through me. I tune into God and the highest spiritual beings, and that just kind of flows through. I always ask people to record when I'm doing a personal one-on-one reading because it gets very detailed. I'm clairvoyant. That means I see things, but I also sense things, feel things, hear things. I do it just whatever way it comes with your energy. And so in this particular time on our radio show here, my radio show, we just do it very quickly, and we're just today, and today only, we're going to be asking you to put your question out there and give the day and the month of your birthday so Renee and I can tune in. And Renee, is there a way that people could get a hold of you if you would like to do personal readings?
Yes, I do phone readings. And the way that you can reach me is if you have pen and paper, the number is 989-257-2337. And if I'm right, Wendy also puts it on her page somewhere when I'm on the show.
And
so
it'll also be on
her
my website. I'll put
Renee's
number on the website. And my website, again, is wendypower-clairvoyant.com. It'll tell you how much readings are, where my office is, my bio, my readings. It'll give it just jam packed full of information about what I do, how I do it, and I'll put Renee on there too, so you can learn more about that. Now let's get to our readings. We've got just so many people have been so patient. Thank you very much for holding on. Our first caller, we're going to go to Helen. Are you there, Helen?
I am. My birthday is. How are you? My birthday is.
Where are you calling from, Helen? And then we'll get to that.
Virginia.
Virginia. Okay. And now your month of birth and day of birth?
9/18.
Got it. Okay. All right. I know that I asked for questions, but I was picking up that you also have some issues going on about money, financial, but we're going to let you ask a question. Like I said, normally I don't do this, but because of our time constraint, we're going to go right to that so we can get your question answered. What's your question today?
Relationship. If you see that my relationship going to the next level.
Yeah. What's the thing about the financial issue, too, that I was picking up on?
I just took out a mortgage.
Okay. That would make sense. And you're a little concerned about it, even though you took out the mortgage. I think anybody who signs their name to a big deal of money. But, yeah, okay, so that makes sense. And you just closed that, I guess.
Yeah.
Just closed it. Okay, so that's what I was feeling. As far as the relationship, I'll tune into that. It's been stagnant for a long time, where it's not really moved forward. I do feel it is going forward. It should have already started to move to the next level. Was it stagnant for like a couple of years? And now it's just now it's moving. I just felt it was just now starting to move forward. I mean, not forward, but to the next level. Have you been seeing signs of it moving to the next level?
I haven't.
Okay.
Okay, Wendy,
you go ahead. Yeah.
I am. She's in a year of eight, which I love years of eight. They're my favorite years. It's all about money, love, and power, amazing, and to maybe other people, not to us. But in a year eight, you would purchase a home. You would do all of the things that make you happy. Three key words is money, love, power. So here it is, right around your birthday, if you were with that person, you would have already made some kind of decision on your own mind or put a time limit on how much time you were going to spend in this relationship. Because in a year of eight, you're supposed to be happy in love. So if this is not the one, you've kind of already realized it. If it is the one, you're fighting for it, but you're only putting a certain time element on it.
Well, my feeling was that it's already moving to the next level. So I think you're right, Renee, that this is the one, but it's moving to the next level. But I felt by no later than July, this relationship has a date and a commitment. And that's my feeling on it.
Okay, so it sounds like the time commitment is July.
July is when I feel it's coming. So, yeah. So, you know, Renee, when you're dealing with numerology and all that and the full, she can pull it out completely and timing more
The thing is that she should already know what she's feeling on her side. And if
she does
think or want the relationship to move forward, she's going to be the one that manifests that. So, yes, you know, the time limit around July sounds about right. Mm-hmm. You know, you just have to make the big push. Whether or not it's going to go all the way is going to be totally up to you. It's not going to be from his side. It's going to be your side.
Well, I felt it was from his side, but, you know, and I don't mean to contradict you, Ray. I'm just sensing what I'm feeling. What do you think, Helen? We're talking about you like you're not there.
No,
you know.
It's going to have to be from his side.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I think, again, when we're doing these real brief, Renee, of course, she's doing it through, you know, the numbers on this, but she's very intuitive. And she, when she's able to sit down with you, I mean, she would be able to take that out to the nth degree on that. My intuition is just simply that he's going to make the decision July. The movement's happening now. July, you'll know the commitment's there. Congratulations on your new house. You did the right thing. Because I knew that she, and that's what goes exactly to where Renee was talking about, as money and power and love. And so very, very good. So anyway, Helen, hope we helped you out. And
you have. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you. Have a beautiful day. Okay. So we're going to go to our next one. And we have Jay. Hi, Jay.
Hi, Wendy. How's it going?
Oh, it's wonderful. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Canada.
Calling from Canada. And you have your month and your day?
Yes, March 24th.
March 24th.
Happy birthday, early.
Yeah, coming up, yes. Which also makes him, was that Pisces, your name? There were,
no, he just Aries. Flipped into Aries, I believe.
Oh. Yeah, that's what I sense more of. Yeah, okay, I'm not an astrologer, as you can tell. Okay. So, this legal case that you have, it's been going on for, I kept seeing something about six months, has it been 6 months?
No, actually it's ready to start. It's ready to start, but it's going to be probably 6 days, basically. I'm going to try to get, probably get done in a week. It's kind of serious
because...
Okay,
that's when I kept getting the six. Okay,
yeah.
6 days. Okay, thank you. And, you know, and this has been difficult in bringing together, you know, but I do feel it is going to go on time. And we're going to get this case going. Renee, did you have something to bring on
yeah,
that? I want to bring this question out. Yeah.
Okay, he too is an eight. And because he is an innate, usually things that are meant to be happen to the positive. So if you were to be in a legality, I would want to be in a year of eight. So,
yeah.
It's good outcome for you, because you regain your power. So if you felt powerless and that's why suit was brought, you would again regain your power and you feel your validation.
So what's your question on it, Jay?
Maybe the results of it. Looking forward to it, because I already had a meeting with the HR person, and it's. Because they're investigating in this, a person's going to fly out from a city to here. So
is it a woman that you're dealing with in this litigation?
Yes. Right now,
I think.
Because I kept feeling her.
Yeah. And in that, you're finding that she's not an easy person to deal with, though. You know, it's not to say that it's a negative, but definitely kind of you be careful of what sometimes people put on a sweet persona, but there's, you know, kind of a negative thought process going on underneath that. So just keep your guard up and make sure you got all your facts. You know, I saw a little bit more of a fight. I don't know what Renee feels on that, but I felt a little bit more of a fight than you think. So just be, and I know you will be, especially being an Aries, being super prepared, but don't misread her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it wasn't much of a fight. It was just a meeting, but she's dealt with this before, so just she's just trying to get the facts before she moves.
Yeah, and I know
it,
that.
So, yeah.
I mean, like I said, she has a nice demeanor or persona, but underneath she's tough, and I didn't mean that she's going to argue with you, but I just felt that she needs to have a strong case, you know. And so with that, you know, I just said, don't underestimate her softer demeanor on the outside, because she's very strong on the inside in that, you know, but she's up for an argument. Argument in the legal sense, not like screaming, yelling argument. You know what I'm saying on that. I mean, it's just a legal term versus, an argument like, between two people. But you're gonna make it happen. It's going to be a tougher fight than maybe what you expect, but I see at the end of the day, it goes in your favor. I don't know how Renee feels, but,
it's a good outcome for him, because he is in that, he's just flipping into the, he's going from an 8 into a 9, which is year of completion endings, so he's right on the edge. So in a year of 8 is a good outcome, and the year of 9 is completing, ending, finishing out. So he should be done with this pretty quickly.
Well, it's starting. And
Okay.
But, RHJ, well, I hope we've helped you out. You know, you're doing the right thing. There's one more piece of, there's one more piece of information that you need. You know, maybe you know this, maybe not, but are you seeing her Tuesday or seeing somebody's coming Tuesday to talk to you?
Somebody this week. They're talking to 4 people, including me. So
okay.
My boss doesn't know about it. My boss is going to get mad about it, but I'll deal with it.
Okay.
But, yeah,
mm-hmm.
But sometime this week it'll be a person.
Yeah, I felt it was Tuesday, and that's when you're going to find out more what you need for this case.
Okay.
Because they're, you know, because they saw there's missing information. It may be witness information, it may be statement information, but I do see that there's some missing information that you'll have this week. I kept feeling Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know, so you're on the right track. Take a deep breath. It's all going to be okay. There's a little fight ahead of you, but you're going to make it.
Okay.
You know, so. All right, Jay. Well, you take care.
Thanks, Renee.
We'll send you.
You're welcome.
Yes, absolutely. And
thanks,
we'll
Renee.
Send you some. You're welcome. We're going to send you energy for to surround you for protection.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be okay. Well, thank you, Jay.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thanks for your insight. Bye bye.
All right. And tough dealing with anything legal, right, Renee? It's just
oh yeah.
Yeah, we've dealt with our fair legal suits for people because, you know, you have to be real careful sometimes. You think everything's going well and boy, you get slapped upside the head because it's not about fairness sometimes in legal cases.
Oh, no,
that is
absolutely true.
And it's not about right and wrong even. It's just unfortunately, you know, about statutes and so on. But anyway. Let's move on. All right, we're going to go to Holly. Holly, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi, Holly. I know.
Hi,
thank
guys.
You for being so patient and waiting. And where are you calling from?
Seattle,
all right. Why don't you give Renee your day and your month of birth?
10/25.
Okay. And I'm feeling like Renee's figuring that. I'm just jump in and say, did you change jobs?
No,
or
I've been here.
You're looking to change a job. There's something changing in your with your job. Change jobs.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay.
That's interesting that you said that, Wendy, because the key word to a year of 7, and that's what she's in, is change. So she's got lots of changes swirling around her. So it would be things that she thought about last year, she's continuing on with this year, so they're carrying through. And she's not very far into, she's only like a third of the way through a year of 7. So the things that she thought about doing last year, even if it was including job, she would actually make the changes in the movement.
Did you, thank you, Renee, did you bring, or there's something about bringing a new change within your job. I was looking at a class or something that was something you had to learn, but it wasn't getting a certificate. It was just, you know, an added training. But there was, or something you just recently learned, there's bringing
yeah.
more business to you. And so you just went through that?
Well, I'm still in college, community college.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, so you're still
yeah.
in that, and okay, that would make sense, because then I felt that through that you're going to get a job, you know, you're going to get a different job, you're bringing something to you from this training, and
yeah.
You know, so you're looking for that, but it's going to add too, because you know, I do see that you are currently working,
yes.
but this is something that is going to change it up a lot, in a good way. For you, for what you're doing, you're on the right track. So money will, it's going to be in the latter part of the year, like in August, September, that all of a sudden you're finding that this is paying off. Financially, you're starting to get more stable because the job that you're going to be getting, you know, within the, it could be just upgrading your job, but you're going to find that, you know, you're much more, you're bringing more money to you, be more stable financially, because that's the whole purpose of you going through this training, you know,
yeah.
going through it is to upgrade your status. And so this is going to be a good year, more towards the latter part of the year. Renee, like Renee said, you're in the beginning of it. What's
yep.
your feeling on that? Yeah.
Yes, the beginning of school. So, yeah, that's right.
Okay, so good. And I'm sorry, Renee, did you have something more to add that I did? Well, the way my psyche works, it just blows out and I kind of...
I know, I'm well aware of that. Yeah, no, many changes, but her changes include her personal life and other things, but we don't have time to get into all that. But
mm-hmm.
yeah,
right.
definitely.
And that's a wonderful thing, like we were talking about earlier, is that when you want, you know, this is just a little tiny spotlight on a corner of your life, but when, you know, you want a full reading, Renee, I'll have her number on my website, and of course you go to my website and get more information, but we hope we helped you, Mary.
Yes.
Holly.
Or Disney. Holly, I'm on the wrong
that's okay.
person. They put on my screen the next person. Okay. I hope we helped you, Holly.
Yes, of course. Thank you.
Okay. Thank mm-hmm. you. All right.
Bye, guys.
Yeah.
Bye.
That's great. Yeah, my screen is so full of people. They're just popping up. Yes, and let me say again that if you would like a more extensive reading with a great deal more detail, please go to my website, wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. And you will be able to learn about where I'm located in Novi, Michigan. That's where my office is. But I do readings all over the world, as you can tell from all the people that are calling into the show. They're calling from all over the country. And sometimes I get them from out of country as well. So, you know, the best way to do that is I do phone readings. Now you say, well, a phone reading is good as a reading in my office. Well, we're on the radio. So
that's right.
Can you imagine if I'm only focused on you? The same with Renee. She does phone reading. Can you imagine if she's only focused on you? So then we're able to get into a great deal more detail. So, again, I'll be putting mm-hmm. Renee's phone number into my website, and you can go to my website, wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. It tells you all about readings and how, like I said, what goes on in the readings, the cost, and so on. If you don't have access to the Internet, and that happens these days, you can call my phone number, 248-826-8255. That's my business line, and you can call, but it will refer you probably back to the website for more information, 248-826-8255 or wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. We're going to go back to the phone lines, and like I said, we're jam-packed, so we're going to pick up on, oh, where are we at? Okay. Okay, we're going to move to Jill. Hello, Jill.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, Jill. And where are you calling from? Hello. Did we lose you?
Hello,
Jill.
You did.
Uh-oh. That was, oh, darn. All right, well, we'll come back to you, Jill. And hopefully we'll get you again. Okay, we're going to go to, gosh, I think I'm going to get mixed up in my lineup here. Okay, we're going to go to Mary. Hello, Mary.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
All right, New York. So what's your month and day of birth?
It's 9/15.
Okay.
Okay, so, you know, weren't you trying to move for a while? And then you, because it had to do with work. You're, I don't know if you're looking outside of New York, but but I did see that, you know, I don't know why, I just kept seeing a building. Did you already go on an interview or go interview within the place you're working at currently? Because sometimes you have to interview within a company for another position.
Oh.
Why?
You know,
I just saw a building, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, well, a recruiter contacted me about a job, and we had an initial conversation, and I was basically told that I'm a maybe. You know, I have a lot of the skills that they're looking for, but they thought that I didn't have enough supervisory experience for the job. But, you know, I tried to convince them through an email with the experience that I've had in leading my colleagues who are peers and sometimes my superiors to get things done.
Oh.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's actually going to amount to...
I don't think that's where what's going to happen. And I'll bring Renee in on some of this too, but I don't think that's going to happen. There's something within your own, within the job you have. I keep seeing a building, you know, and this building I kept feeling that you were already in.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. And maybe it's because we are actually moving the office from the basement to the second floor, and we're going to recompose
the basement.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah. And Mary, you're going to the second floor, but there's also going to be a change. That's the change in the building. Thank you, because that's what I kept seeing. But with that comes some position openings as well that are going to be happening that you might want to try to interview for within the same company. Isn't there an expansion going on with the company as well?
They're trying to expand, but then at the same time, they have allowed the staff to shrink by attrition. So,
But the staff is shrinking, but there's management changes that are taking place. And I think, I'll let Renee chime in on this too, but I really think that there's going to be an opening that might give you that experience you're looking for the future. So it's okay. I know that you're frustrated with where you're working, regardless of what I'm saying to you right now with the changes that are going on within this company, because it's been long in coming, and it's been a very difficult road for them, especially over the last year. But I really do feel that there's a little bit more time in this company before, and there's going to be, like, you're interviewing, you're going to change within this company before you get the opportunity to get to a much more lucrative job outside of this company, which will happen. But I think that the company that you're got interviewed with the headhunter, I really do think that they are going to keep you and not throw away, you know, the connection, but they might end up having a different position for you. than the one that you think you're limited to right now with them, you know, as far as what you're trying to interview for. So this is an interesting. Ray, what kind of year is she in? Where's she at?
Well, she's in a year of five, and it's all about her. So she needs to. She's in a good place. She does have opportunity coming her way. There will be a couple tries, and then finally she'll land where she's supposed to. So Speaking with the headhunter is no surprise to me. Her wanting the job, she does want it. And you're absolutely right. They're going to keep her on file and maybe approach her, you know, fairly soon on a different position. She does have movement going on within a year or five, but it's going to come down to what makes her happy. So if she's happy where she is and wants to move forward within her company, then she may dwell there a little longer. But at the end of the day, there probably will be a change in company. So you're right.
Is there somebody you're working with named Frank? I keep seeing Frank kept popping up.
I used to work with a Frank, and my brother's name is Frank.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this Frank kept popping up. So maybe you're going to be able to get this new opportunity going to come through Frank, maybe from your old job. I don't know if it's your brother, Frank, but, you know, somehow Frank comes into it. And it just came through really strong. All of a sudden it wanted to hit me in the head. So one might look in other directions other than just this opportunity to seem to pop up all of a sudden. You know, just kind of reach backwards a little bit, you know, and because Frank is going to be instrumental in helping this job, move and move up financially for you, even though it might seem like a dead in the water old job, or maybe it's your brother Frank. But I just came through as clear as day. We had to, you know, kind of go and look in that direction as well. But anyway, things are going to be okay. You know, go ahead.
She has a very good outcome. You know, it's all about what she wants. And even though it may not be happening for her in the moment, it's going to be what she puts forth. So she really tried for that job. And honestly, those people really did note that. And I believe that that's where her job's going to come from next, is they're going to revisit her, as you said.
Okay, I'm going to throw out a little time frame here. I was feeling. I do see that even though I brought Frank and all that, that the clarity of the actual job you're going to have is in June. You're changing those positions in September. I don't know why it just came through really strong. So even though you're working on it right now, work within the company that you have right now, but this is going to be kind of a frustrating, you know, summer in the sense of it doesn't seem like you're having any movement, then all of a sudden, boom, you know, it unfolds for you, and it's going to be a significant change financially for you. So that's a good thing, you know.
Yay.
So, well, good luck, Mary, and we will send our, you know, positive money energy to you so that you can have the success you're looking for. But thank you, Mary.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, thank you, and thank you, Renee. Okay, we're going to move on. Sorry, Renee, I do have a tendency to just, when things just hit my head, I got to say it.
I know exactly how you are.
Sorry, Renee, don't mean to step all over you here.
That's
so we're
okay.
Going to move on. We've got so many people. We're going to try to knock out a few more here before we move on. Okay, we have, I believe, Marie. Hi, are you there, Marie?
Yes. Hi, yes.
Hi, Marie. Where are you calling from? Good morning.
Michigan.
All right, Michigan. Is it snowing where you're at?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, well, it's still snowing here from Michigan, but way up north. So, I mean,
yeah, we have 10 inches
snow.
Still on the ground. Yeah.
So what's your month and day of birth, Marie?
Okay, November 7th. And I was just wondering if I'll ever get remarried. Sometimes I wonder.
Well, there's not a prospect of marriage right around you at this time.
What did you say, Renee?
I didn't say that there was somebody that you are expecting to marry that's around you right now. I just don't see that. you know, in fact, your relationships for you are far and few between, you know, it's like far between. My psyche wants to go backwards to somebody that you were hoping for that seemed to come to the plate, you know, as far as moving forward with the relationship. But I don't, I'll have to consult with Renee with this, but you know what I'm talking about with that, Maria?
Yes.
I just don't feel, because I don't feel there's any movement for marriage in the current time. But
okay.
Does that mean you'll never get married again? Yes, but you. I'm going to ask Renee about timing.
It's all about,
do feel they will be, yeah.
For her, you know, it's amazing that in the last week how many eights I've read, because I've done several parties in the last week, and it's just like all the eights are running towards me right now. And I'll say it one more time, it's about money, love, and power. So this year, you want the love relationship again. The problem is you're fishing in the wrong ponds. So that means the people that you're with, the people that you hang with, you need to change up. And so in order to find somebody that you would like to date, I would highly recommend going to one of the dating sites, looking at profiles, because they just don't walk up to your front door and knock on it and say, here I am. You have to put yourself out there, and you haven't been doing that enough.
Okay.
Have you just joined a group, Maria? Where am I at?
No.
Yeah, Maria.
No, I know.
You've been thinking about joining a group of some sort?
Oh, I'm always thinking that.
Okay. Because I saw you meeting a guy that you met at a group, and it may be through a group that's got they got hobbies and stuff, but like, I don't know if you ever thought about getting involved with, I know it's going to sound kind of weird, but like theater group or... you know, something that has music. There's something here that I just felt had an interest. It's a group. It may even be from, sometimes churches have, what do they call them, plays or presentations. Because I felt it may come through a spiritual presentation, but it's somewhat like it's going to be doing, you know, the type of, I call it church theater, but when they do their get-together presentations. But you've been thinking about it, not thinking about it. Well, your psyche, your higher self is just waiting for the jump rope to come down to the right timing so you can jump in and move. Do it now because it's been screaming at you. Do it.
Yeah, she really will.
She will.
Okay. Absolutely. So whatever she's been sitting on the fence about, she's going to finally make the change because she's realized that the way that she's been doing things isn't getting her the connections that she wants.
Yeah. I didn't feel it was through a dating site, not to say you shouldn't try that, and I don't mean to contradict you, Renee. It's just that my feeling, every time I see it, it's coming through a group that's through a spiritual gathering. So
I'm going to join some groups now.
Yeah, join the group. You've been wanting to. You've been thinking about it, but you've just been sitting on your hands because it's scary to go out and, you know, think, oh, what am I doing that for? I don't have time. It's like working out or anything else. People always say they don't have time. But, you know, you have time. You just don't have you're just not settled in your soul to say, okay, I'm just going to do it. You know, it's kind of like, you know, taking the leap of faith when you're doing jump rope. You know, you just know when to jump. And you're not going to trip.
And
you take that leap. And wouldn't you say, well, which group? Well, you know, the funny thing about the higher self and the thinking in this group, just, you know, it's there. You just, I see you looking, and there just happens to pop up, in some place you've been before, too. I just feel it's a place you've been before spiritually, like a church, you know, been there before. And you look and you go, oh, they've got this going on. I think I might join that, you know. So it's like a small group within a larger community of your church. But just do it. It's there. It'll guide you. It's just amazing how you got to listen to your little voice, not the fearful side, you know, though cartoon where they have a positive voice and a negative voice in your shoulder, you know, and you talk stuff in and out and in and out. I bet Renee will agree. This is the time to do it right now.
Absolutely.
I will do that. I will do that, and I will fish in different ponds.
Yes,
good girl.
Definitely.
Yes, I love what she said, Renee. That was beautiful to put it that way. All right.
Thank
well, good
you.
Luck
thank
to you.
Thank
Marie.
Thank you very much. Okay.
All You're right, welcome.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
Have
bye-bye.
A beautiful day. All right. And you know, we got a real quick one here. If we can, we got so many people, and thank you so much for being patient. Before I get to this last one more time, I'm going to put Renee's information and on my website. But please go to my website, wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. Learn about how getting your personal full 1 hour reading. Renee does amazing work, and don't, you know, just because this little tiny bit she's doing here is she's got so much more to offer, trust me. And myself as well, we do phone readings. I also have an office in Novi where I do readings, so please, you know, check out the website. And remember, too, I will be here next month on April 2nd, and Easter will have already passed, so happy Easter to everyone. But we're going to, under the wire here, get in one more call. Let me see. I believe we've got, is this Melissa?
Hi, yeah.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Hi, Melissa. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
And your day and month?
October 28th.
October 28th. Okay. Did you try for a job 3 different times, the same job? Or twice?
No,
and you're going
for the
third time?
I've had 3 interviews in the last couple of weeks, and two of them I didn't get, and I'm waiting for the third.
Okay, that's what I was picking up. Because I kept getting 3 jobs, and I thought it was 3 job interviews it was, but 3 different jobs, and I thought 2 already happened, 3rd is going to happen, 3rd you're going to get.
Okay, good.
Quick as that. Okay, I'm excited because it's what you really wanted. And you know, so, and it's going to manifest itself in better ways than you know, because, you know, we always think we want the other one or this one, but it's definitely coming. Renee, what does her number say?
She's in brand new beginnings, so there you go, brand
there
new job.
Go.
The hardest thing was letting go of the year before. She went through a lot of challenges last year, and it was finally her coming to the conclusion she just needed to let go of things and move her life forward.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that,
and
Melissa?
Yeah. Melissa's going, yes.
Yeah, I've been waiting for a while.
Yeah,
I
can hear the big sigh in her voice. Yeah, I've been waiting. You're right.
Yeah.
And, but it's interesting how my intuition, and Renee and I are not in the same studio, so she's not looking at me and I'm not looking at her. So
we're 200 miles apart.
Yeah, and so you know, I'm just saying, I felt it. She tuned into it, new beginnings, and my immediate feeling was, you know, you had 3 job interviews, and it's going in the same field. It's like, and then it's like you had 2. The third one is the charm. And it's going to bring you more money than you thought, because in the beginning you weren't sure if this is the one you wanted, but it's going to work.
Okay.
It's going to work. And so,
and it's
going to
be happy, happy, fun, and learning more.
Right.
Okay.
It's going to bring you more money than you think, because there's money coming in more ways than salary. And you're going to learn about this job this coming week, you know. It's pretty early in the week that you're gonna get into, you know, another interview with them. But it's right there, so you're going to have that. So I'm excited for you. So, because you need that excitement, don't you?
Yes,
you
I do.
Be happy. You need that excitement. I'm so excited. So anyway, well, thank you, Melissa, and Renee. Renee, thank you so much for your
You're very welcome.
And
you're
as usual,
thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. You're probably the only person who can work with me. She knows me so well.
I just know you so well.
But I will be here again April 2nd. And again, if you want to learn more about how to have a reading with Renee, And she does one-hour readings, phone readings all over the world. She, as you heard, too, she does parties in the Michigan area. You may want to also call her and get a group of your best friends together, and she can do readings for you, and I'm sure she'll work out something with you, and she does amazing. So, again, you know, go to my website, wendypowers-clairvoyant.com, and I will see you after Easter. Have a beautiful Easter, and thank you very much. Bye-bye.